Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast coming at you on the night shift. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know, this one is just a passion of mine. This is a podcast that really resonates near and dear for me because truly I love helping people in relationships. I love love life. I do. I think it's magnificent and beautiful and fun to be in a relationship and amazing to be single and fantastic to be married. And I mean, I think there's just so many different layers to a love life that I feel compelled to talk about it. So I hope you enjoy this podcast and have a takeaway or two, or maybe there's somebody that it resonates for and you want to pass along to them. And if you do, thank you so much. So this podcast is called Love Life, and there's a few different, you know, things that I want to address. Number one, I want to say a little bit of my history. So I would say about 18 years ago, I got involved in a nonprofit organization called Because I Love You, which is a teen parent support group, and it helps troubled teens and parents have a happier, healthier home. I worked for the organization for almost 8 years. I loved every single minute of it. I donated my time for free because it was, you know, charity, and my charity work that I absolutely love and adore. We had hundreds of people that have come through, thousands over the years that have come through the organization. And what happened is we started to have families improve and kind of get out of the organization, and then they would refer me to friends and family. So I started a quiet side coaching business based off referrals only for people that were not in the organization. And then I would, you know, charge for my service. And I started to work with teens or children and their families. And then from there, I worked with couples because people are like, you know, it's so funny, you give such great advice and feedback to my children and I, but like I'm having some issues with my spouse. And so I got into it. That's kind of how it came about for me. And I got to tell you, I loved that space. Oh man, it was like the best in the entire world. Then in 2008, the market tanked, 7 or 8, somewhere in there. And I reached out to VH1 Tough Love. They had a show on VH1, the Ward family. So it was Joanne and Steve Ward, a mom and son. And they had a show that was called Tough Love on VH1. And so I called them up and I was like, listen, I've been doing coaching on the side. I'm a successful sales executive in LA, but I want to do some coaching, and make up the difference of the money I'm losing in this kind of crashed market. I'd love to be an LA coach. And so I did that for about 6 months. And then, you know, obviously Tidal did its thing and kind of picked up. And needless to say, I loved every single minute of it. It was so fun working with singles. So I worked with single people through that, working with those guys for about 6 months. And it was just such fantastic work. So I wanted to give you a little history and a little bit of color about my background in this space and why I just absolutely love it so much. So a few things I want to address. First of all, if you're on my line and you're single, this message is for you. I just wanted to say, there are some people out there that are single, loving it, absolutely love it. They're traveling, they're working, they're with their friends, they're doing their hobbies, they're doing personal workshops or doing growth and reading great books or going to seminars, you know, and really loving life. And you know what? Right on. That's when I think like love is gonna hit you. You know, when you're just like in the pocket, doing your thing, feeling great. Then there's another single person out there. There's the single person who is ready to find love, more maybe feeling alone, or maybe feeling they're getting older, clock is ticking, it's their fault, there's a reason why they're single, maybe there is they're not ready, or maybe they have some issues or an issue from a past relationship or issue from maybe growing up, some things that need to be resolved or taken care of or worked through. It could just be straight up, you know, ready to find the one. Okay. And, you know, that's cool too. There could be also another single type of person who's casually dating, casually doing their thing with their life, not really in a rush. If they found something, it'd be great. You know, not totally worried about it. I mean, there's just such a variety of single people out there. And I just want to give a shout out. If you're single and you're in, you know, our time now, you know, right as of today, as you're listening to this, you're a single person. Like, you know what? I just got to tell you, you know, in my opinion, okay, you know, after analyzing people for, in my opinion, 100 years, I feel like I have been doing that. I got to say, everything, there's an alignment there. You know, things fall into place just right. Okay, for one reason or another. And so I just have to tell you, if you're ready for it and you want to find a relationship, it's okay to put yourself out there. It's okay to date online. It's okay to tell people that you're looking to date. You know, your network is a really great place to meet people and connect. Social media is a great outlet. You could post for a friend. I do posts all the time that says, where's my single people at? I can't even believe how many dates get put together over that one single post. Have your friends put up a post like, hey, I've got a single friend. She's this, 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 or he's that, you know, and put it up on a post. But my thing is this, you know, to get yourself in, you know, maybe organizations or meetups or different things that are in your interest. You know, if you're a wine, if you like wineries, if you like to play golf, if you love to dance, you know, these are things that you need to get yourself into these places and spaces, because that's where you, you know, might run into somebody who has same interests as you or whatnot. But I'm also a huge fan of blind dates, maybe because I come from one. My husband, Ryan, we were a blind date 10 years ago. Thank you, Nick. Shout out to my friend Nick, who was both of our friends and decided to set us up. So thank you. Appreciate that. And that's how it kind of goes, is, you know, is putting ourselves out there. I have a couple single friends in my life, and it kind of makes me giggle. For those who are really looking for someone, they'll call me on Saturday night like, I'm home doing nothing. I'm like, home doing nothing. You got to get out there. So, and don't get me wrong, there's some people who are home on a Saturday night and they're great with it. Like, nah, I think I'm good and I don't need to go out. And, you know, it's not my weekend this weekend. Totally fine too. You know, that's fine too. So single peeps, I just want to say, you know, you got to decide, what do I want? You also got to decide, you know what? Is there a reason I am single right now? Should I be doing the traveling I've always wanted to do? Should I be learning how to skydive like I always wanted to do? You know, should I go get my bachelor's degree? Should I, you know, try to get the number one spot in my company? Should I go to personal workshops? I love personal workshops. I went to a program called Mastery and Transformational Training. It is literally the best gift I've ever given to myself in my entire lifetime. That was a complete game changer. And I had to go through, it turned out, a bunch of those courses, work through my issues and my challenges and, you know, all the things that have been in my way. And after I graduated all that and went through all that experience, I met Ryan. So I do feel it's in divine order that we, you know, kind of, you know, check in and see inside what some things that we need to do or work on or experience before we, you know, meet the love of our life. Okay, moving on. So anybody divorced out there? Anybody went through divorce? I've been divorced before in my life. And, you know, it's not anything anybody ever plans. Nobody gets married to go then get a divorce. You know, that's not what we sign up for. The reality is it does happen, you know? So if anybody's out there and you've been through a divorce, it depends on where you're at. If you still have challenges and struggles of dealing with it, if you need to go to therapy, therapy is a wonderful gift to give to yourself, somebody that you like and trust and that you can open up and be 100,000% real without trying to impress them or without trying to say something that they wouldn't judge you about, but you could totally be open and raw with them. I encourage you to do that. Some people aren't over it. Some people lost a spouse. You know, some people have spouses that passed away and need to work through that. There's a great book out called Letters to a Grieving Heart that can help in getting through and reading through that process. There's support groups, there's therapists that specialize in that to work through and talk through those things. But for those of you who are divorced and want to get back out there, I coach a lot of people who have gone through a divorce, and you know, I keep hearing like, I need to get my life right and I need to get my life in order. Just know some of that can come off vague. You want to be really clear with the intent. I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to, you know, get my degree first. I want to move. I want to, you know, finish my personal workshop that I'm in, or do 10 more coach therapy sessions, or whatever your list of things are that you need to do, get it down on paper, check off when you work on it, and highlight when it's 100% done. Okay. That's how you get back out there. And then my married couples, can't forget you guys. So listen up. If you're married and you're out there listening to my podcast, this one's for you. I want to encourage you guys. Look, the reality is, I always say, like, just because we're married doesn't mean we got them in the bag. Okay. That's the truth. You know, it is something we are still working towards, and that we still, in a way, earn the right to be here all the time, you know? And so it's important. I know some people, they get married, they have kids, they have jobs, they have life. It gets crazy, gets busy, it's da da da. And then you're like, oh my God, last time I had a date night was 6 months ago, 8 years ago, 2 years ago. I mean, all of a sudden it's like time goes by. Wait, what? You know, the reality is we've got to, it's like two people have this one like flower, this one relationship that they both have to take care of. Somebody's got to water, somebody's got to soil, somebody's got to put it in the sunlight. You know, that you're constantly watching it grow. I don't think the flower ever is grown and it's done. I'm sorry. I mean, my husband's grandparents, both sets, by the way, were both married about 75 years each. Okay. And I remember I interviewed them both because I'm obsessed with that. How are you married 75 years? Like, it just blows my mind. And they said, we keep dating, we keep communicating, and we keep showing each other love. Gives me chills, right? They're right. But that's why they're successful and they've been married this entire time. It's important. You know, don't get me wrong. There's going to be ups and downs and, you know, some challenges maybe along the way. Communication is an absolutely beautiful thing. Date nights are amazing. You know, making time for each other. I don't tell my husband this, but, you know, from time to time, I book appointments with him because I am very time blocking driven, because that's how I have my most successful, productive day. So yes, I will time block a little bit of time and I show up for it. And, you know, we get to talk and share. Sometimes we read a book together. Sometimes we ask each other questions. Like, we make quality time, even if it's a half an hour, 8 to 8:30, half an hour of connecting and talking and sharing, because he goes to bed way earlier than I do. You know, we have to make that time. Date nights, we schedule it. We get sitters. We make it happen, you know? And yes, we worked a full week and we definitely want to be with our children over the weekend. Absolutely. But our relationship, it comes first. It's important that we're nurturing our relationship and that we make time to still, in a way, court each other, you know, and show each other, you know, love and connection and interest and make time for each other. It's very, very important. So, married couples, also, please don't feel guilty, for those of you who have got children, about booking a trip. You know, people say, oh my God, I haven't been on a trip with my man in 5 years. Like, literally, I could shed a tear over that. Breaks my heart. There are ways around it. You know, even if it's a little bit more money to fly them to an in-law's place to then go book your trip, it's all worth it. Trust me. We are all not getting out of here alive, you guys. We have got to make time to make this the best life we can make it. This is it. It's go time. It is time to enjoy. It is time to love. It is time to show up. And it is time to give it all we got. All right. That was fun. This was a fun podcast for me, you know, honest to God. I know I do a lot of business stuff, but I really wanted to get that off my chest and share about some love life, you know, tips and things like that. So I hope you got a takeaway. Please share it with anybody you think might need to hear that. And I'll come back out with another one, because I do enjoy doing and talking about this too. Anyways, life is great, you guys. Go enjoy it. DJ, kick me off something with a little bit of love inside that music. All right, that's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. Check me out on Get Real with Lisa Crown on my Facebook group page, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Take care. Bye.